words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What do we say? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Not sure I quite heard that. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah, indeed. Hallelujah. Did you hear about the Australian Prime Minister this week who launched his election campaign with a slogan, continuity with change? He has been mocked all over social media. You know the kind of thing, Facebook, Twitter and all that stuff, if you use it, for using such a phrase, because it is the self-same slogan that apparently was used by the vice presidential character in the United States satire hit show Veep. On one episode, it's plastered all alongside his battle bus. You know those big coaches that they used to go around campaigning. Continuity with change. Apparently, the Australia Prime Minister is a bit embarrassed, and I assume one or two of his staff are even more embarrassed about what's happened. And apparently, again, Facebook and Twitter and all those other social media sites are buzzing, or at least they will be for just a few days. It'll be forgotten soon enough. Don't suppose it will make much difference to anything. Continuity with change. Welcome to Easter. Thank you, Rachel, for the storytelling this morning. Oh, by the way, and while I'm saying thanks, we should say thanks to Bruce and Ali. Well, lots of others as well, but particularly to Bruce and Ali for the food and the huge amount of running around that was going on to make sure that was all available for people who are arriving here a little earlier. Thank you very much indeed. But thank you, Rachel, for the storytelling of this morning and for showing us in the faces of Jesus that the Jesus that we have been following all through these weeks, particularly through the weeks of Lent, the baby born, the lost child, the blessed and the baptized, the teacher and the healer and the desert strider, the breaker of bread, the man who died on Good Friday, is the same Jesus who is today proclaimed risen. What do we say? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Or as somebody added, hallelujah. Think about it. The same Jesus who walked in Galilee is risen. Color purple turned to white. The face of Jesus back to back. The lined face of the suffering servant is the serene face of today's risen Lord. That's the mystery of today. Actually, what's mysterious is the change. Mary Magdalene wept in the garden, and Jesus, the same Jesus, came up to her, and she did not recognize him. How easily we miss things, don't we? Half the security forces of Europe missed the Paris and Brussels attackers, it seems, even though at times they were right under their noses. A car carrying one of the bombers in the November Paris attacks made its way back to Brussels and was stopped by the police three times. On a lighter note, ask Mike how often he sends over the finished sheet for Sunday and asks me to check carefully only for it to be printed with a glaring error, either a hymn in the wrong place or the offering missed off or some such like that. Or, as those on the downs this morning discovered at 7:15, instead of singing "Wheat that spring up green," we sang "What?" because of something I had missed. And there is Jesus, the same Jesus, standing in front of Mary, and she does not see, doesn't recognize him. Continuity, but change. Looked the same, but different. Stood and moved the same. Some spy thriller I remember reading back in the 1970s at the height of the Cold War, there were dozens of them around at the time, involving daring chases across the Iron Curtain and back again. This particular story had a scene in which some spy was trying to escape his pursuers in a train station, Bern or Geneva or somewhere like that, and he had dressed differently and he had adopted a limp. Because apparently we are most recognizable by the way we walk. Anyway, they caught him because he bumped into a trolley and for a few seconds resorted to his usual walk, and some eagle-eyed agent recognized him. Jesus, standing there in front of Mary, looking the same, standing the same. Okay, maybe not walking, I'm not sure, but still the same. The same person who she had loved and followed in Galilee, and she did not recognize him. But why would she, for goodness sake? He changed. That's why the Australian Prime Minister's slogan was so funny. Why the slogan turned up in a satire. Continuity with change. But nothing much changes, does it, in our world? Especially, probably, when a politician says that everything is going to change. I'm sure you remember Barack Obama when he was elected some 7 or so years ago at his first inauguration speech in front of that extraordinary crowd in the middle of Washington on Capitol Hill, saying, "Today, change has come to America." There have been a few bits of change. Cuba, a bit of a health care bill. But you have to feel for the guy. He has spent all these years, all his energies in trying to bring about change, and he has been stymied at just about every turn. Guantanamo is still open for business. The Middle East is worse than ever. The gun lobby carries on in the same old way. There have been over 200 shootings in American schools since 2000. Everywhere, continuity. How long since they closed the Sangat refugee center just outside Calais? How long since someone said in the British Parliament, or rather sang or played the song, "Things can only get better"? Do you remember? Everywhere, continuity, but not much change. And in our world, it seems the forces opposing change have always been more powerful than the change makers, just as the warmongers have always been more powerful than the peacemakers, the destroyers of worlds have always been more powerful than the menders of the world. No wonder Mary didn't recognize Jesus in the garden. In this world, things don't change very much. Except on this occasion, on this day for the world, change has come to human life. And Mary stood in the garden weeping, and she didn't recognize Jesus standing in front of her, even though it was the same Jesus, because he had changed. Purple had turned to white. The face lined with suffering was serene with joy and peace. The darkness that had dogged the world for aeons had lifted. And a human being who had lived and suffered and died, as we live and suffer and must die, had risen. He is risen. Say it again. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And on this day, this one day for the world, this day that we must honor and celebrate every year, come what may, this day that we must never let just become a day for the church, the day that belongs to everyone, the day that belongs to the footsore refugee and the grieving widow and the convicted terrorist and the comfortable billionaire and the dedicated politician and the abused child and the cancer sufferer and the brilliant entertainer and the writer of fiction and the composer of music and the designer of bridges and the destroyer of worlds, on this day, change has come. The face of Jesus, still lined with all the experience of being human, is now serene with the joy of eternity. It could be your face. It could be mine. So today, for everyone who can't believe that anything will ever change much, who can't quite get rid of their addiction, whose circumstances grind on, whose fear won't lift and whose prejudices won't shift, for everyone who can only see the continuity of bad things and hard things and destructive things, it is our duty and our joy, and yes, maybe sometimes it is our slightly nervous challenge to proclaim, "He is risen. He is risen indeed." Go on, say it again. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Not like those boring male disciples in the story, did you hear? Who came, saw the empty tomb, believed, and then went home again. Can you believe it? You couldn't make it up. Needs a satire show all of its own, as if nothing had changed, as if some politician had written a cynical slogan. Not like them. But like Mary, who recognized Jesus when he spoke her name. It is our duty and our joy, and it will be our excited delight when we come to the table in a moment to go to all the world. She said, "I have seen the Lord." Won't be forgotten in a few days, like some mocking Twitter feed. It will echo down all the ages. It will make a difference to everything. All we can say, all we need to say and to live is, "He is risen. He is risen indeed." Hallelujah.